Karin, what role will TMCC play in trying to make the governor's goal a reality?
So first of all, I'm pleased that the state of Nevada, through the governor, has set targets. I think targets really help us keep our eye on the prize. We're currently doing a lot of work toward that goal now. We've developed some very interesting workforce certificates, for example. Working with Panasonic quite recently, we developed a thing called the P3, the Preferred Panasonic Pathway. And it's a menu of modularized competency-based courses that if students complete them, Panasonic has agreed that they'll be given preference because they've completed the P3 pathway. And that model, that process for developing a training certificate, will be replicated with other companies. And other companies are already expressing interest in that. Because the truth is, what people need right now are middle-skill jobs. And these are jobs that do pay well. They pay a living wage. They don't necessarily require a two-year degree, but they do require, well, anywhere between 15 and 24 credits, right?
Right. Well, and I want to ask, too, what are some of the specific ways, like when you're working with an employer, how do you tailor the classroom instruction to the employer's specific needs in the right time frame as well?
So first, it does require developing a relationship, and that means that typically there is a dean assigned in the appropriate area who will work relatively closely with the appropriate industry representative. And we sit down together and we look at skills and competencies and try to put it together in a way that can be done preferably in an accelerated fashion, but in a way that also produces competent graduates. So we take it one company at a time and work on those certificates. The goal, however, is that companies allow employees to go back to school and continue their education through tuition reimbursement, also maybe some flexible hours. I mean, we're even willing to teach on site if that helps.
What else are you hearing from local industries in terms of their specific needs and what they want out of your students?
Even though our graduates in our technical areas are highly competent at their skills, that we need to do more as a college to help them with communication skills. And so we are about to really focus on that and hire the faculty who can help those students not only be ready with their technical skills, but be much, much stronger at communication, speaking, listening, and synthesizing information, and trying to be assertive when they realize that they need to say something to help that company succeed.
I have to imagine that's on the wish list of most companies in this country.
It is. It really is.
And to go back to Governor Sandoval's goal, I'm going to ask you the hard question. Is it possible to achieve?
I think it is possible to achieve by 2025. I think the biggest obstacle is marketing, that we need to find a way to help young people in particular understand that there's a lot of careers out there, a lot of options, and that some of those options are really fun for them, you know, that they will really enjoy those careers. When we hear the word manufacturing, many of us have this connotation of sort of a grimy looking factory floor. And that's not what factories look like anymore, at least not the ones that are occurring at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Park. That's not what they look like at all.
Karin Hilgersum, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.